The next item on the agenda is oral requests and communications from the audience, and we have one. Westgate Mall. Chico, you want to come up, please? Please, yeah, it doesn't matter either one you want to use. Yeah, just come right up here to the microphone there and give us your name. And
Chico Canny, involved with the mall and the restroom and stuff downtown. I made a packet of stuff for pass around to everybody here.
Fine. Is that? Yeah, if you want. Yeah. You can just give those
up. Any questions or something?
We'll pass them down, Chico. Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks.
There's a letter in on top for you here.
Okay. Thank you.
Am I done or
no? No, go ahead.
Well, appreciate the time and you've given us talk about this. We'd like to visit, see if we can get the city involved in the downtown restroom, which is at this point an issue. Number one, keeping it funded. And so look through that packet, kind of tells you what the expenses are and what we really are asking for. And we got some other people might want to speak, but we really need about $300 a month for the cleaning and soap and everything that's involved in that, and the water issue. I'm asking the city to maybe throw in the water bill, you know. So Janine here has been, we have no money to clean this, and she's been doing that herself for months. And don't blame her, she's tired of doing that. She's been paying for the toilet paper and whatever stuff out of her own pocket. She has some money invested, and I have some money in this thing. So that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it. Any other questions, or anybody else want to speak, or how do we do that? I don't know how it is.
No, yeah, go ahead and come forward too. You just got to give us your name, Laura.
My name is Laura Comito. I own Artwork Studio, and I'm a building on Adams Street. I'm not in the mall, but I am a downtown merchant, and I moved on to Adams Street in 2015. Before that, I was located off the main shopping strip. And when I moved in, not 2015, but in the next year, I got a letter from Janine asking for money for the downtown restrooms. And I was like, sure, absolutely. Even though I have two restrooms in my building and I let people use them because I teach classes, I have a lot of kids in there. And so it's an amenity for my people. But if somebody walked in and said, hey, can I use your restroom? You know, absolutely. It's just something that I offer. I believe firmly that the downtown in the mall, that restroom is an amenity that leaves a positive, just a positive thing for downtown Carroll, as opposed to shutting it down, which is where we're at right now. For over a year, one of the sinks in the women's restroom has not been working, and it's going to cost $200 to fix it, and we haven't fixed it because we don't have the funds. Ron Miners, Janine's husband, does all the repairs. Anything that goes wrong in those two restrooms, he takes care of it, and he doesn't get any compensation at all. At this time, Janine has over $300 out of pocket on her own of supplies, and that's wrong too. And I noticed that, you know, every year that the merchants are, if there's fewer and fewer donating to this cause, but, you know, we don't know what else to do short of shutting the doors on it, which I think would be terrible, because people come to downtown, or they decide to go to Tasty's and get their hair done, and they're like, well, I'm going to go downtown and shop, and, you know, they get down here, it's like, oh, there's no restroom, you know, where am I supposed to go? Not everybody wants people in their restrooms in their stores, because first of all, some of them are really scary. Some of them don't work. The girls at the Buckle, they use the mall restroom because their restroom is Their building is so old and their restroom is so bad that, you know, they don't want anybody in there, not even themselves. A lot of the other people's restrooms in their stores are tucked away back in their storerooms or by their, in their office, and you have to go past, you know, merchandise, personal property, things like that. So, you know, we're yes, please use the restroom because I don't want to lose a customer, but at the same time, please don't steal from me. I believe people are inherently good, but, you know, if it's right there, who's to say that they wouldn't? So, basically, we are out of money, and we don't know what else to do. We do pay a cleaning service to come in 5 days a week, $300 out of Odebolt. And when we were getting short on funds, they knocked it down to 200. They said until you can build that back up again. We've tried to get on the New Hope Village, getting them to come in and do it, but they don't have any crews available because that would save us some money. But, you know, we've exhausted everything. Any questions?
Who owns this?
Who owns it? The mall is owned by...
I own the restroom.
He owns the space where the restroom is.
The space where the restroom.
I know we, you know, this was, I think, even back when I was on the council, and we voted to spend money to build the restrooms. Came about with city funds. I guess I thought it was understanding then that the mall association would then take care of the rest of it. There was supposed to be a committee set up. And I don't know if they've ever met.
Have you noticed how much smaller the mall has gotten?
Mm-hmm.
That makes a difference too. The empty storefronts. There's four empty storefronts in there. So, you know, that's revenue that can't go into this. I'm not even a member. I don't own anything in the mall, and I'm supporting this restroom. And there's a list of, there's so many other businesses that are not, don't belong to the mall. I mean, we don't own anything in the mall, but...
I guess what I'm getting at, Laura, is the fact that when we did this, there was something that was set up and discussed at the time that was supposed to take care of all of that at that time. Now, I don't know where it's gone since then because the city was involved in just building it, and as far as maintenance, that was not part of the city. It was to build it. If you want to come forward again, Chico, you can.
Yeah, you're right on that. And that's how it started out, but that hasn't panned out very well.
Sure.
As you can see. So it's, all that's changed. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, I own it, pay the taxes and insurance on it, and whatever. I'm willing to do that, but if I know it's an issue that somebody said, well, it's private, city shouldn't do that. Well, the other thing is, I'd deed it to the city if you guys want it. I'd give it to you. No. There.
And it's not just shoppers who are using this restroom.
Sure.
There are people who go for walks and stuff. There's a note here from Cindy Jurgensen from Coast.
Yeah,
she's there first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And she has seen people park in the parking lot. I still call it Cernet's parking lot. Park in Cernet's parking lot, walk into the mall, go down, use the restroom, wash their hands, and go right back out again to their car because they knew that there was a public restroom there. So it's not just our shoppers. Although I wish they were all shoppers.
And I agree with how that started. The city put in 50 grand when we did that. The Rotary was good. They put in 5 grand.
Yeah, it was a Rotary Club.
Yeah,
they were doing some stuff.
Yeah, so then the other went on, but it got to the point I went, and you can see, I went to every bank. Every year I'd say, well, I'm not going to come here again. Mm-hmm. And they see me come and they run, you know. And they've been pretty good, but they just, you know, everyone in the banking business, the people, every bank says, well, where is the city at? So that's why we're here.
Sure.
So, anyhow, we're asking for your help.
I'll get the documents, all that stuff that we had when we originally had discussed all that. I'll get that all brought up, and I'll talk with Mike, and we'll get it out to the council, and then figure something out from there.
And if you got anything in the packets I gave you, got any questions I can answer?
How many different people own property in the mall? You know, you don't own the whole thing. So do you have any idea how many different floors are in the west?
Nine?
Is that many?
How many?
Probably five or six.
Well, one, two, three. Yeah, I'd say, yeah, six.
In the mall.
Yeah, in the mall. Property owners.
Problem is, everybody on the outside of the mall don't think they need to pay anything for the restrooms, and it's kind of a burden on everybody. And like we said, we've got four or five storefronts empty now. Who knows, it's going to get worse.
And then the other thing, Eric, that you brought up is about the mall associations, you know, but every month, the property owners pay the heat, light, water, and everything for, and the cleaning, the music. Every mall owner pays that. That's an expense out of every owner. And it's divided up by who owns, by the square foot, you know. That gets to be quite a burden also, you know. Maintenance, painting, roughly, whatever we got all that stuff to maintain that 8 or 10 foot space.
Do you have other people from outside the mall that are part of your plan, though? That you said they're not all, but some of them are participating? How many, and how much money are you bringing in?
Well, we're asking, we need with...
So you're participating, but you're not paying towards it? I'm confused.
We went out and Janine sent all the members, merchants downtown, if they would donate.
Mm-hmm.
That started out fairly good, but it just fills the way now, and it's, you know, and it's...
So nobody's donating?
Yeah, we send them, we get no money, you know.
Every year we get a letter.
Yeah.
Those of us who are different...
The letter's in there, you know.
And yeah, there's a copy of the letter, and it says, the downtown restrooms are very important. We need $240 from you to help maintain it for a year. And I think some of the businesses that contributed in 2015 thought that it was a one-time deal, but over time, that has gotten less and less.
Yeah, unless you put the money in an interest-bearing account, that money is what's going to pay the bills. It's going to be gone.
Yeah, so it's just, and it just, you know, it don't all come in. And it just,
right.
It just got to the point. It just.
So for 2018, Commercial Savings Bank, United Bank of Iowa, Iowa Savings Bank, True Value is a mall member, Avila Bank, Touch of Country is a mall member, Glicks, they don't, are they considered a mall? No.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're an owner?
Yeah.
Okay. Buckle is not an owner. I'm not an owner. Janine is an owner. The Graphic Edge used to be in the mall. The Office Stop, not an owner. Blush Boutique, were they in the mall at that time?
They were.
2018?
Yeah.
And then Full Swing, they're also in the mall. 2019, and I haven't... I swear to God I gave you money in 2019. I didn't? I will let you check with my I am so mad. Oh my gosh. There's many things that have fallen off my docket this year. But, you know, for 2019, Michael Shoes gave us some money, Pepsi Bottling, and you know, the rest of them are mall people, so.
How much do you need for on an annual basis? What was?
Well, I think Janine's got to figure about $300 a month will pay.
Right now, they're paying, they will clean it because I quit cleaning. They will do it for $200 a month. Until we have funds, so if they don't know we have funds, they probably go to 200. Plus, it's about 80 for
80 to 100.
You roughly need about 4,000 on an annual basis.
Yeah.
Do you want some to trickle over to the next year?
Yeah, and then I guess, and then if it,
and water,
and the water, the water is a big issue. You can see what the water bill is in there. You know, it's about 150 to $200 a month.
I think water would be super hard for us to man, though, because you guys are there in the mall, and you know you're using it, and you're seeing people go in it, and none of us are there, and so if a toilet's running or a sink is running, there's nothing we can do about that. That's kind of scary.
That, but these, like the Janine and these gals that are, they wash, you know, they're in there a couple, three times a day, you know.
That's what I mean. I mean, you're there, so.
Yeah, so they do a good job of watching that, and the good thing is, the other thing is, that I compliment the city about is your gal over here watches that water bill. And if that gets out of line, if there's something wrong, there's just sometimes them stool runs and you don't know it, she calls us, which is very nice for her to do that. Because other than that, you know.
You know, that's happened to me too, and I just want to add that because I will compliment them as well.
Yeah.
That helps to know that.
Well, yeah, I mean, sitting here, you know, we're not there. If she sees that bill 50 or 100 bucks higher than it was last month, she calls right away, so.
Have you talked, since this is a, you know, more of a downtown business issue too, I get what you're saying. You talked to anybody at the chamber or anything? Tried to get them involved?
Chamber is, yeah, they do everything also.
Okay.
So the chamber's very good for us.
All right.
Yes.
You know, it's a little hard to put the picture together.
Actually, the chamber isn't giving us any money at all.
Yeah, they are.
They do?
They pay the tax.
I see you back there, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They do. Yeah.
To Chico.
How much was it?
Money goes to Chico.
Yeah.
How much was it?
$187 a month.
Okay, $187. Chico, what would you say you're getting consistently reading through your handouts here? I agree you need a consistent, sustainable funding mechanism. I think we will need to talk about this. I see this as an asset that needs to be supported. Whether people are walking downtown and using it or whatever, it brings people in and you're getting some exposure, and I think that's really good too. And so what are you getting consistently from, I know I talked to you, I said the merchants need to hold up their end of the bargain. That was a part of this when we the city built the restrooms. But I know you can't force people. I know people are trying. There are people. What are you consistently getting? What is your actual shortfall that you would need to keep this maintained, everything that needs to be done?
Well, if we can keep the cleaning at 200 and 100, I'll just say it's 80 to 100 bucks for the soap, paper, and whatever. We're talking about a $300 a month deal plus the water bill. That would, don't you think, Gene, that would pretty well, if we can keep the cleaning at the $200 a month,
but
that will give us.
Are you still anticipating getting some money from the Lauras and the people who have been good?
I don't want it. Yeah.
The merchants benefit from this.
Well, we know that.
Yeah.
But they don't.
But yeah.
Okay, I know that there was. I'll have to get it pulled out. And there was a process that was set up for that, and you know I can't think of all the names off the top of my head, but I know that there was also supposed to be a committee, and there were two, three, or four names on that that was supposed to meet to go and help you get all that done. And I don't know where they all are. And what's happened?
Janine and I. She's did a lot of. She's been doing that paperwork, bookwork,
right.
Sending out the bills to all these folks, and you can just keep dwindling. Of course, things change, and if you get the same, and not that little same story all the time, and you get tired of hearing it. But you know, where's the city at? You know, that's what I'll add. Not to rag on the city, because I know, but that's,
we're the ones that built it for you. And
well, yeah,
that
and
was,
you
that
know,
was that
and
money that
back
came out
of hand out again. But
the taxpayers paid for it. I mean, that's where it came from,
yeah.
Right?
And it's just
so.
You know, we get give you an example how this got started. I had a customer called my office and said, I'm not coming back to your town again. I said, well, why not? She said, but I had my mother here and she had an issue and needed to use a restroom and there wasn't. She said, this was an autumn person. I said, no way. Well, that's how we started talking about building a restroom.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the chamber had it. And that moved, you know, and that ain't handy for the. Well, it was fine, but anyhow, just in a pickle here, that's all we're.
Right.
I think we all see value to the restroom at the mall, for sure. I appreciate the information you've given us, but I've got to ask for a little bit more. Really, we need an idea of what your budget is for the year, and as Carolyn alluded to, then what's the shortfall? Just so we can understand, you've told us about cleaning and water and supplies. It sounds like you've got some recurrent maintenance that needs to come in there and be funded also.
Again, Ron had been doing that for nothing. Sure. You know, and then if we have buy some parts, did I buy them or you buy, who bought them?
Well, I think Cindy at True Value donated.
So we got some of that stuff.
Parts in the store.
I guess if we could get, maybe, run the bill some up, maybe get $400 a month.
Well, this is our budgeting cycle, and thus this is a great time for you to be here with an ask if you're going to have one. I would just ask that if you could get some numbers together for us to give us an idea what an annual budget for your operating costs and other things are.
Well, it's other than the maintenance stuff, if we could, I'm saying if you could, let's just say go 400 and we put 100 in it for repair and maintenance, like
the same
or whatever.
$6,000.
In the water bill, you know, I don't know.
You're looking at $6,000 a year.
Yeah, Chico, you're saying you would need even some money, a buffer for a reserve for something, for an emergency. What would you, okay, knowing what you know and not knowing the true cost, because Ron's, all his help, and Janine, what would you say a reasonable amount from the city would be? But I believe we're a partner in this, and I would still want this group to also contribute.
I
understand you need a consistent amount of money to make
probably
it work.
Probably if we can do something consistent. Let's just say the city does the water in $400 a month and bill it. Now, if we had some other expenses, we could probably go to some other the downtown merchants and say, hey, I need $25 instead of $250 or something.
Yeah.
You know,
But this is.
What about going to the merchants for the water bill?
Yeah. Do you have a separate checking account maintaining this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So you can pretty well tell what you've spent a year out of that account. Right.
What's that?
And how much was the water bill?
How much is the average? From month to month?
Yeah, we don't know.
That's fine. I just like to know if you can pinpoint the water bill for the annual. It might be in here.
It's in there. You got 3 or 4 months of the water bills.
He gave us 3 of those.
It'd been nice to have this before the meeting.
That's okay.
We'll figure it out.
I think what we're going to have, what I'd like to see though is your hard figures, what your budget is. That way we've got some justification. I mean, just to throw numbers around, I got a few loose pages here. But what are you running? Where's all your income coming from? So you've got a baseline where that is. There's something that we can supplement. But just to say, oh, I need $400 a month, then you're going to be hard-pressed to do that.
How soon do you need it?
I'm sorry?
How soon do you need it?
Tonight or this afternoon or tomorrow, that's fine. I mean, it's...
I would say if you can get something to us the next week or so would be perfectly fine.
We could figure...
I think a couple items.
You don't want to be asking more. I say give a little bit.
Yeah, I think a couple items for clarity too would be to talk about the expenses we haven't talked about: taxes, insurance,
right.
Those items that go into this.
I pay that.
But I think there's the broader question of, you know, we talk about the chambers participating in this at the 187. How does that figure into all of this?
That's where they go.
Yep.
They call it rent, which is funny.
Yep.
I mean, like I say, it's getting where all your income's coming from, and then your bills, so we've got everything together. Because I don't see that the city's going to do the whole thing, fund the whole thing. I think you're going to have some commitments from outside. And if there's something on, you know, where there's a supplement that we have to do for a while, I can see where that could come about, but I don't see us footing the whole bill.
So you're asking us to go back to all these
No, no, no. I want to know, we want to know what, I want to know what your income is. How much are you bringing in for this thing on an annual basis?
We got not zero.
Right, but where was it coming from before? I mean, you had to have known.
We got a list of them.
All I've got is R&R rentals here for storm sewer. I got three of those. I've got a drawing.
Wait a minute.
I've got a, another drawing.
You didn't get one of those? Oh.
No, and I've got the letter that you sent out. I have no numbers whatsoever. Nothing, no figures, yeah.
Hey, that's better.
That's where I was.
That's what I was looking for, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
No, no, sorry, yeah, no, that wasn't in there. I just have the three bills.
That's how it started, and that's how it ended up.
Okay.
Oh, great, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have.
That's what we're looking for.
No, I think.
That helps a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep it, because I, yeah, okay.
What's the hours of operation?
Mall opens at 8:00 in the morning, or 7:00. Cindy's there at 7:30.
What's the hour, what do you open up, some at?
The mall opens at 8:00 and closes at 5:30? 6:00.
The last door closes at 6:00?
Oh, there's more of them?
I bet we could get all the water bills. Yeah, there's three in here, but.
Yeah. You guys are welcome.
Okay.
Would they be separate, you know? So would the.
You won't.
His bathroom water bill would be.
I believe it's metered separately.
Yeah.
I think the meter was installed separate for that purpose, yeah.
All right, thanks.
I don't know if you know how many people use it a day. You know, if it's only 20 people or 500 people, that's a big difference for us.
You never know.
Depends on time of year.
There's
holiday or.
There's no rhyme or reason to the traffic that comes downtown.
Well, it depends if you have a function downtown with the bike and they're having a party in the parking lot and they're coming through the downtown.
Like the Centennial.
Yeah, the Centennial.
But you could give us some type of rough number. I said 50 people to 500 people. I mean, we have no clue how many people are using that.
City doesn't have a restaurant.
Hard to tell, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, this.
Yeah.
We'll go through that and we'll get back to you, Chico.
Yeah, if you got any, if there's something we didn't get in there, sorry about that, Devin.
If there's something that we think there's something else, I might get a hold of you. We can get something figured out, so.
We will.
I think what we need to do is you gotta get a budget formulated so we know where your income's coming, where your expenses are, and if there's a shortfall, where we can be. But I think there needs to be a fair contribution from everybody. So.
What fund will this come out of?
It's a good question.
I mean, it'll be a discussion during the budget.
Yeah.
Downtown.
I mean.
Makes a difference.
Now we can make it part of our budget discussion.
This would be a general fund.
This would be a general fund budget.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
I think this is.
Yeah. Thanks, Chico.
As worthy as other contributions we make to other organizations. It's economic development.
I guess, from the businesses that I would like to see that they continue to contribute as they have.
But you can see how inconsistent.
Right.
And there are many businesses that aren't there now.
And like, I know that there was a committee that was set up, and maybe it's time to get those individuals involved with who was supposed to do this from the very beginning, but I don't know if it's possible to do. But there was a process set up, and I know it's in the minutes from some of the meetings from the past.
I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
No.
We'll find them, and I'll get them. Okay.
We'll get it figured out.
Thank you all for coming down tonight to
Thank you.
Show your support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.